7:03 at News Radio KMAN. Good morning. Dave Lewis joins us live in studio. Good morning, Dave.
And a good morning, Stephen. Thank you for anchoring this morning. And we've got so much that is going on. I know that I was working with an event yesterday afternoon when the alarms started going off on phones throughout the building. And it was kind of a surreal moment when you knew what it was. You know, usually that's an indicator that we've got some severe weather or something this time of year. But that's not the case because we had a pretty nice day yesterday afternoon. And we're very fortunate this morning to continue here on a Saturday. What we started doing in the middle of the week, I believe it was Wednesday, was our first report. We had the opportunity and continue to do so this morning as we have Riley County Health Department Julie Gibbs joining us here on the K-Man Morning Show. Julie, good morning.
Good morning.
We certainly thank you for taking some extra time here this morning. I know that you and your staff have been just really busy with a lot of things going on, but it yesterday we said it wasn't a matter of if, it was a matter of when, and the matter of when for our first report of a positive coronavirus case in Riley County came yesterday afternoon.
Yes, Riley County had its first positive case yesterday afternoon. We do know the patient is a 51-year-old male who resides in Manhattan, had traveled overseas. He's now isolated and being treated, and our hearts definitely go out to him and his family as we know this is a difficult time. The patient and the healthcare providers taking care of him did do everything correctly to reduce the risk of spread, and we're currently doing contact tracing and the appropriate investigation in order to reach out to those individuals he was in contact with.
Do you have any idea, or even can you, Julie, give us a little bit of perspective on how he's feeling, what his condition is, and maybe a little bit about the treatment process?
Yeah, at this time, we're doing our investigation, like I mentioned, and we're staying in contact with him and the healthcare providers taking care of him. I'm not sure what his case is as of this morning. But we do know, you know, with age, it does, symptoms can progress and it's, you know, with age, it can be a little worse as far as symptoms. So, we're definitely monitoring, him and his family as well.
Well, when you got the notification that we had a positive case, that set into motion a number of decisions, a number of policy changes for Riley County.
Yes. So also as of yesterday, as local health officer, I did issue an order prohibiting public gatherings of more than 10 people. There are many exemptions, including bars and restaurants, if they only provide drive-through, carry-out, or curbside, so no dine-in. Other exemptions are commercial spaces, religious gatherings, et cetera, all with the provision that social distancing will be followed. There is a really good graphic on our Facebook page that shows the groups that would fall under this order and groups that would be exempt. So I would direct people to this Facebook page. We'll also have that up on our website later today.
So if I understand you correctly, there are no dine-in options in Riley County at this time.
Right. That
no
is
restaurants.
Correct.
Okay. And if I recall correctly from some other things that I've seen, Pottawatomie County has implemented a similar plan to what Riley County has in effect. So
yes,
that's is there a standard protocol for something like this that you follow?
Yeah, it's kind of up to the individual county as far as what orders you put in. We do follow closely with KDHE and CDC guidelines and just kind of monitoring our situation around here. So those are the protocols that we follow.
Okay. How about the numbers that you're seeing across the state of Kansas? Now, there will be another report that will come out around 10 o'clock this morning as the State Department of Health and Environment has been putting those out. I believe that there was a bit of an increase of, 9 or 10 or so from Friday's report?
Yes. We're looking at about 10 people from the day before. So as of yesterday, around 3 o'clock, it was at 44 cases statewide. That was not including our case in Riley County. It had not been included at that time.
Okay. Have there been any others that you're aware of locally other than the two cases that we reported on from Morris County?
No, not that I'm aware of.
Good news. Okay. All right. Now, the ban that you have put on as far as restricting public gatherings and restaurants for dine-in options, How do you have a time frame, or is that just till things the curve has been flattened, so to speak?
Yeah, we're looking at about 14 days, so the beginning of April, but we will reevaluate at that time and may extend this ban depending on our situation.
Would you extend that for every additional potential case?
Not necessarily. It would depend on the situation. Okay. So, yeah, we'd have to reevaluate then.
All right. Let's talk briefly about the plan that you have put in for a particular phone number. You've put in a screening process for people to call as opposed to calling their personal health care provider and probably even more importantly, the emergency room. Tell us about that plan again.
Yeah, so we have partnered with Ascension Via Christi Hospital and developed a new screening call center. This is managed by a healthcare professional and will be available every day from 8 a.m. until 10 p.m. The number to call is 785-323-6400. And this is if you are having symptoms such as fever, cough, or shortness of breath. So the process will be, if you call this number, you're having symptoms, that healthcare provider or that healthcare professional will ask you a series of questions. And based on your answers, they'll direct you either to call your primary care provider or other options as well, depending on your situation.
I think one of the things that, when I heard several phones go off at the same time, you know, there seemed to be a certain level of panic, at least bewilderment in the eyes of those whose phones were lighting up. And that panic aspect is something that we want our residents to understand that, you know, please try to keep your composure and don't take any drastic measures when that happens.
Right. Above all, don't panic. There's still no sign of community spread in Riley County or in the region. However, we can't stress enough, it's important for you to do things a little differently than you normally would. So go about your day, just do so a little more carefully. Remember to practice social distancing to allow 6 feet between you and another person. Avoid going out unless absolutely necessary. If you need to get groceries or gas or whatever you need to get those essentials. Or if you need to visit your healthcare provider, but those should be the only times that you really need to be out. It's okay to get outside if you need to go on a walk or run or bike ride, but try to avoid going out as much as possible.
Kind of a good time to implement some of those Walk Kansas ideas, huh?
Yes.
Get out and enjoy some of the natural aspects that we have in our community.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Julie, anything else that you'd like to share with the public this morning?
I'd just like to share, make sure that you're following reliable sources. Make sure it's a trusted source. We get a lot of rumors going around. So please contact us if you have any questions or visit our website. It's updated daily, RileyCountyKS.gov. There's also the KDHE website, which is updated daily, and that is KDHEKS.gov.
And one of the things also that we'd like to remind our listeners is that we're going to continue to do these reports through the weekend. We've been consistent in the morning show and doing this at 7 o'clock, and then we're going to start adding 5 p.m. reports on a daily basis as well. And Julie, we certainly thank you and the crew. I know that there's a lot going on between a lot of communication going on between you and EMS Director David Adams and also Ascension Via Christi, because we're all in this together, and that's a big team working on trying to contain this, and hopefully we'll have continue to have low numbers here in Riley County.
Yes, that is our goal.
All right, Julie Gibbs, thank you very much for joining us, and go about your Saturday, and we'll talk to you later this afternoon.
All right, thank you.
You bet. Julie Gibbs, Director of the Riley County Health Department, joining us here with an update on coronavirus as we have had our first report here in Riley County. No reports in neighboring Pottawatomie or Geary counties at this time. But as Julie said, please only trust reliable media sources. There's a lot of hearsay that goes on. I've already seen some of that with some folks that I have visited with and have had conversations with over the phone. But we will provide you the official information as it comes to us from the Ryland County Health Department. That's what reliable news sources do, and that's what we hope to do here and continue to provide you this service here on News Radio KMAN. I'm Dave Lewis, and we'll go back now into our regular programming with Stephen and Derek.
7:13 at News Radio KMAN. A look at our forecast and sports is up next.